Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. James Slayton joins me as we talk Auburn athletics, Auburn High athletics, which it is a busy time. It is that quote-unquote, we call it changeover season, even though nothing really changes over. We're just going from hoops, which is still going on with the girls. They're going
right.
to be...
Yeah, I got a big one Thursday at 9 a.m. at the BJCC against Bob Jones. Win that, you play for a state title on Saturday at 4 against more than likely Hoover, who hasn't lost to a team from Alabama in 3 years. So we would have our hands full there, but be awesome to have an opportunity to play for it for sure.
Man, it'd be awesome to knock them off too. And that, not to put the cart before the horse, because we've got to get through Thursday first. But first off, let me thank you as well as the administration at Auburn. I think y'all had a little bit of say in us being able to broadcast the game. This is the first time. A lot of people don't realize this because it's not like Auburn goes to, you know, Final Four every year. But when they've been, we haven't been able to cover it from a radio standpoint.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And they've always put it through a state broadcast, and we had to carry it. And I'll just call it what it is. That's absolutely sucked in the past because people like Jacob and before, you know, Scott that was calling games, they're with the team all year round. And then the possibly two most important games of the season, the Final Four and then the championship game, we get to sit on the sidelines and not be a part of it. And nothing against those broadcasters, but they're calling all of them, and they don't know the kids the way the play-by-play guys do, as well as the parents and everybody else and grandparents. And somebody twisted some arms somewhere in Montgomery. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, and that was a brand-new thing from the AHSAA, and you know Keith Harmon's new there and I think has made some of those changes for the good. And yeah, you're right, even little things like being able to pronounce a kid's name correctly is just something that kind of goes overlooked, so that'll be exciting.
It was good to see it make its way to basketball. They did it with football a few years ago. As long as you agreed to carry the state broadcast, you could have the home broadcast as well, and that was years ago, but they still refused to do it in basketball and baseball and softball. And and I'm glad that, as you said, I'm glad those changes have been made. And it's that way moms and dads and grandparents that can't make the game, which I think they'll probably take off and be there in Birmingham. But some of the other maybe kin folks that may be able to listen, they'll be able to stream it, and it'll be on 96.3 WLE. Jacob Goins will have that call from the BJCC. So we're going to send him up there a little early, too.
That's awesome.
And well, the good news is we're getting out cheap. You know, his parents are from Trustful, so he's, so he's going to be
staying overnight.
No hotels. Yeah. We don't have to do that. So, but that is going to be coming up. What else is going on?
Well, just finished up, you know, wrestling just finished up. We had three state champions. We had two runner-ups for the best finish in school history.
Wow.
Our girls finished third overall. Our boys finished seventh. And it was just an awesome finish there with three state champs. Mm-hmm. We're getting rings for, so that'll be exciting. And then here we go, baseball, softball, soccer, track. We've got a track meet today. Baseball's off to a great start. They're 6-1. Their only loss was to the number 8 team in the country.
I know.
Venice High School 1-0 at their place. And then softball's off to a 5-0 start, including a no-hitter against Ben Russell with all 21 outs by strikeout. So we've got some exciting things happening, obviously ending up winter with basketball and then spring's here. So
yeah, spring is here. And now the were you involved with the Venice team at all in your previous destination?
Did you know about that? Was actually one of the schools that I was over. Yes.
Okay. Are they pretty good?
They're the real deal. And that coach has been there for 2 decades. He's won 6 state titles, and he said this is the best team he's ever had. And honestly, I was there at the game with them, with Auburn, and we had many chances to knock them off. And a 1-0 loss, obviously you want to win, but I think that's going to go a long way for this team to realize they can play with anybody.
Well, that's, I mean, the fact is it was just a 1-0 loss. What a great game. Jacob had talked about, he said, next year, there's a trip that I'd like to go on. He said, that's one of the – I said, I bet so. James Slayton with us. We're talking Auburn High. We got more to talk about. I do need to get to a break. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. More in a moment.
Talking about issues that matter to you. Auburn Opelika this morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. James Slayton with me as we're talking Auburn High athletics and everything taking place. He and I were talking during the break. We talked a little bit about Touchstone baseball team headed down there to Florida. And I told you, I think that's just great for the kids. I think it's great for the program. Not to mention you get some good competition. But you were telling me one of the big surprises. I was just shocked. Antoine Daniels is on this team. You know, coming up. You always think of him as basketball, 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 and he is, you know, batting well, playing. That just shows you the athleticism that takes place at Auburn High. Yeah. All over.
Yeah, for sure. He was just selected to play in the Alabama-Mississippi basketball game.
Okay.
And hasn't touched a baseball bat since the summer, and he steps out there, and I think his first game he went 2-for-3 against Valdosta and playing center field. And, yeah, it shows you the type of athletes that we have at Auburn. And I will say this, you know, Hamp Jordan is on the team, football, basketball, and baseball at a 7A school. You just don't see that very often.
That's unheard of.
And we have a lot of multi-sport kids, which says a lot about our coaches, that they're willing to work together, and obviously, again, about our kids, that they have that type of ability. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty special group. So
you and I have talked about this because I told you the Chipper Jones of the world, the Jeff Francoeurs of the world, they've said, you know, let your kids play everything if they want to do it. And you preach that as well. Like, every kid has the opportunity. I mean, there are tryouts and there are, you know, you got to make the team. But for the most part, nobody's holding anybody back.
That's right.
At Auburn High.
That's right.
If you're good enough
to play two, then play two. And if you're good enough to play three, play three. It's rare that a kid has that type of talent, but we have them out there.
Antoine could be, you never know. We may see him on track and everything.
Now you got
other coaches at the school recruiting him, like, you know, literally having a recruit within going, I didn't realize what a super.
Oh, if I was the high jump coach, long jump coach, I'd be after him.
No doubt.
I only need you on meet days.
That's right. No doubt whatsoever. So we talked about in the middle of track season. I mean, what else you guys got going? I mean, as we start to wind down the year, because May's going to be here before we know it.
That's right. I mean, we've got several teams that are, I truly believe, at the end of April, beginning of May, will be competing for state titles. Tennis and golf are super strong. Boys and girls soccer are strong. Our track, we've got a home track meet today. Our track program, Coach Oliver and Coach Plott do a great job there with track. And we've got many kids that are going to have opportunities for state titles and potentially team. So, yeah, it's here and it's rolling. And we've really, all of our spring teams, softball was in the state tournament last year, and they're back strong, off to a 5-0 start, obviously. So, yeah, I think there could be some more blue maps that we're putting in for here soon. So
this may be a dumb question, but you mentioned wrestling a little bit earlier on individual titles. Do they get any sort of blue map trophy to go along with that?
They don't get a blue map, but they'll be recognized. We'll recognize them. They'll get state championship rings. You know, it's a special deal.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the ultimate goal for a team is to win a team state title. But outside of that, individual state titles in those sports where you can win them are huge.
Yeah. I'm putting you on the spot here because I'd mentioned Chad Baker a little bit earlier, and one of the reasons he left was NIL, and I saw that Georgia just passed a thing where they're probably headed to NIL. Is that something we would see in the state of Alabama at any point?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably inevitable.
I mean,
over 40 states in the country. So,
40 already?
Already have some sort of NIL in place. I was in Florida when we had it introduced. I don't love it because it takes a focus away from a team perspective and a school and puts it onto individuals. At the same time, it's probably inevitable. I just hope that the state of Alabama puts some nice guardrails in place to keep it from getting out of control. You know, I heard a stat that Carrollton High School over there in Carrollton, Georgia, had 16 of their players on NIL deals, and potentially one over there was making more money than their head coach. So that's just probably not the direction high school athletics should go in. But at the same time, it's probably at some level coming to Alabama.
Yeah,
I think we'll probably hold off as long as they can.
Yeah, it filters. As soon as I saw Mississippi, and then I knew about Georgia already, and I thought, well, it's inevitable that if you're quote unquote being boxed in by everybody else, there's going to be some kid that has to move to the state of Alabama because their parents got a job or something of that nature, and they go from having an NIL deal in Florida or Georgia or Mississippi to living in Birmingham, and they get here and they go, well, they don't have it here. And so now, with that said, you know, I think the state will probably get involved in that, as well as Alabama High School Athletic Association involved with it. I'm sure you guys will have to be involved in it one way or another. So it's something that I think we're going to see. Who knows when?
Yeah, when I was in Florida, I was able to meet with the state legislature, and we were able to put some education in place for our parents and kids. And that's what we would do here if it does happen. We'd want to make sure they're all educated on what they could and couldn't do, so we didn't deal with ineligible athletes.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt whatsoever. James Slayton with me. I do need to take the last break of the hour. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. More in a moment.
Auburn Opelika's news talk and information station.
News talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. It is the monthly update that we do with Auburn High Athletics, and I think we've covered just about every sport that we got. Again, track a little bit later on today that's going to be taking place. That's how busy it is. I mean, it's a random Monday, and we're having an athletic event on campus at Auburn High. I will say we're itching still closer and closer towards the new school and everything that's going on with it, and no major change. You and I have talked about it. I mean, we're going to have two good programs, and that's kind of what you did down in South Florida. You were a host. You were a district. Is that right?
That's
is that
right.
What they call it
that's
down
right.
there?
We had five high schools
here. You know, it'd be like, I guess, being in charge of like a region here. This is nothing new to you.
Well, no, it's still a super exciting, especially for a place like Auburn.
Yeah.
We're going to have Plains High School open in 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're already starting to plan. We've met with the AHSAA, trying to get an idea where we're going to be when we open. We're hoping that we'll be able to open as a 5A school for Plains. So that would be for the first 2 years of the school. Potentially, if we got lucky, we maybe could make it for the second cycle, which would be great, which would keep them away from Auburn, you know, for area and region stuff for at least the first 2 years, if not the first four, would be phenomenal. So,
okay.
Yeah, putting things in place. So hopefully that happens.
Yeah, it is. He's got on his Auburn High blue today. So with you being over both, we'll have to see you in some. I don't know what color that green
it's
is.
It's like a Kelly.
Okay.
Kelly green and white. So, yeah, we're working on a district athletic logo, like an SEC logo.
That'd be awesome.
That we would all wear on our uniforms, and we're still a part of the same district.
So. Yeah.
It's something that is inevitable. It's coming, and it's going to be exciting for, you know, a lot of folks. There's going to be a lot of opportunities. We get a lot of kids that don't make teams at Auburn. We talk about all the guys that we have. There's a lot that don't, that are very quality and don't get that opportunity. So now there'll be more opportunity.
Yeah, I've told you before, I've shared the story before that, you got you basically got a host of kids that are going to be on scholarship that are playing baseball. And that's what dad was a baseball coach, grew up playing baseball. I've seen these kids play. I don't know that I'd ever sniff the field against them. I mean, it would need an opportunity like this in order to happen. And I think a lot of kids will be able to do that. So looking forward to it. Track later today, basketball later this week. You got a busy week, man.
Be fun. Let's go.
That's got to be a pretty cool perk of the job, though. I mean, if you're a sports fan, being able to watch a lot of games. Of course, you and I have talked about it off there. There have been some times where you've had to get mixed up in.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, it
but
is.
The good outweighs everything.
It's for a kid that grew up playing sports and loving ball.
Yeah.
What better place to be than Auburn, Alabama, as an athletic director?
Hopefully, your wife is a supporter of it as well.
She is. She is. Okay. I still try to make some time to spend with her as well.
That's awesome stuff. James Slayton with us. Thank you, man. I greatly appreciate it. We'll do it again next month.
Yes, sir. Thank you.